I'm Madeline Brand in Los Angeles, and this is Day to Day. The latest figures on unemployment are out today, and the government reports a decline in joblessness. Last week, we heard the gross domestic product, the GDP, grew by more than 7% in the third quarter. So everyone was waiting to see if the jobs outlook would improve as well. Joining us from the Marketplace newsroom in Los Angeles is Tess Viglin. Hi, Tess.
Good Friday, Madeline.
So, Tess, what are the numbers?
Well, let's start with the unemployment figure. It fell from 6.1 to 6%. That's the number where they poll 60,000 households and ask, is there anyone there looking for work? But what most folks are looking closely at today is the jobs figure. That's where they tally up all the people on company payrolls across the country, everybody except farms, and they figure out if there are more or fewer jobs than the month before. Well, the Labor Department says in October, companies added 126,000 jobs. And it's the third month in a row that that's happened. In fact, the department revised figures for August and September to show that job growth was even better than they originally thought. So overall, it's good news.
And were the jobs spread out all over?
No, the vast majority of the growth was in the service sector. Manufacturing is still struggling with job losses, as it has been for the last 3 years.
So this must be good news for the Bush administration.
Yes and no. This has been the thorn in the side of the economic recovery. So, of course, any improvement helps. It's always better to create jobs than to lose jobs. But there are some who say it's still not enough, especially when you look at how many people are coming into the workforce. I talked this morning with Lee Price at the Economic Policy Institute. He says in order to get things where they should be, we should be creating 150,000 jobs a month. Again, the number for October was 126,000.
The labor market is like any other market. It depends on what's happening to the supply as well as what's happening to demand. And we've got a growing supply of people looking for work. We're almost 7 million jobs behind where we should be after 2.5 years of the longest slump since the Great Depression.
Now, let me explain that 7 million figure he threw out there. According to his figures, since March of 2001, the start of the recession, the number of people of working age in this country has grown by about 4 million. Since that time, 2.7 million jobs have been lost. So overall, he's saying we're in the hole by about 7 million jobs. And that's why the economy needs to be creating 150,000 of them a month.
So it's not entirely a rosy picture.
Not entirely a rosy picture, and of course, depending on your political perspective that and whether these numbers hold up, that'll determine kind of what you're thinking at this point. And today in the Marketplace newsroom, we're taking a look at our collective ring finger. Apparently these days, diamonds are for singletons, too.
Tess Viglin of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace joins us regularly at this time for discussions about money and business, and Marketplace is produced by Minnesota Public Radio. Thanks, Tess.
Thank you, Madeline.